It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us once again, the one and only Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. How are you, Dave?
I am very good indeed. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for taking the time. We're here to talk about your new book, Rust in Peace, the inside story of the Megadeth masterpiece, which, of course, is out now. And the new book delineates the making of a seminal album, Rust in Peace, of course. What album, Dave, would you personally like to read about with the same insight?
I would love to look at stuff with AC/DC or Led Zeppelin. Those, to me, are my two favorite bands for listening music-wise. Not number one and number two, but in like the top five, I would say. And of all them, those are the two I would want to see. I mean, just, you know, I named UFO because that was part of the reason why we hired Mike Klink to do Rust in Peace, was because he had produced UFO, and I thought Michael Schenker's tone was really exceptional. That Mike Klink had gotten for him, and it was one of those sounds that, you know, you hear it and you know who it is.
Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie from the latest Deftones album, Ohms, Genesis. It's Full Metal Jackie, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us this week. His new book, Rust in Peace, the inside story of the Megadeth masterpiece, is out now. And oral histories always tell a more thorough story. What will readers find out about Rust in Peace, maybe for the first time, from the perspective of multiple participants?
Gosh, I don't know. That's such a wide open question, because so many people have so many different depths that they've journeyed into the Megadeth family, and on our journey, you know, coming with us from, I think they may have been with us from the very beginning, but, you know, maybe not such an in-depth fan versus somebody who's new but completely saturated with Megadeth and all things Mega. I think this book has also showed a lot of clearing air stuff, you know, like when I had said something a while ago about how we had done the remasters for Rust in Peace, how we included the demos from Rust in Peace on there with Chris Poland playing, which had Chris Poland's guitar solo work on it. You know, I had been with Chris in the studio and done what we always do, you know, playing, and they get to do their solo, and if the solo isn't what I'm imagining, then we'll try something together, and if it's not what I'm imagining, then I do it, and I ask him, please do this. And Chris's stuff was fantastic, and so much so that we ended up using it when Smarty came in the band. That's why I wanted to put those demos on this record. And when Chris's management had found out about that, they didn't see the wisdom in that, and were counterintuitively directed Chris to sue me. So we took those demos off of the release from back then, and you know, nobody really got to see how great those performances were by Chris, and how much Chris really influenced Marty. And full circle to my point is, Marty said in the beginning of the book, Dave had written the stuff, and then if you get to the end of the book, I think you know where I'm going right now. Marty says he wrote it, you know, and I went, that's not how I remember it. So I think the book has a little bit of some tongue-in-cheek humor with it, because, you know, it shows how some of us have our own truths with the way things happen. I learned some stuff too, you know, there's some big things these guys and have accomplished for themselves since they left Megadeth, but, you know, we all had a great time while it was working.
Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us. His new book, Rust in Peace, the inside story of the Megadeth masterpiece, is out now. Quick break. Coming up next, music from Slayer. Plus, we've got Josta's weekly pick from The Pit, music from Judas Priest, and more with Dave Mustaine. It's Full Metal Jackie, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us. We're talking about his new book, Rust in Peace, the inside story of the Megadeth masterpiece again. It's out now. And Dave, your addiction and the start of your relationship with your wife are detailed in the new book. Why are those aspects of your life intrinsic to the end result of the Rust in Peace album?
Well, I think my life was, I was very much like a a ship without a rudder. And, you know, I could go anywhere I wanted. It just didn't know how long it was going to take me to get there. And a lot of my plans that I had made, they looked great on paper. But once you started trying to execute them, it wasn't quite so easy. And I needed to start getting some equilibrium in my life. You know, living in a van, it was not cool. Having some of the things that was going on with us in our lives, it wasn't cool. And it was time to grow up and start, you know, cleaning up my life, cleaning up the way that I took care of myself and others, be a better band leader, and so on and so forth. And telling the story about how Pam came in there into my life shows you how madly and blindly I fell in love with her. But, you know, we had our ups and downs, and we were separated a few times. I think trying to live a really decent life. We've always been able to reconcile stuff. You know, and when I was separated, you know, she knows that I was seeing somebody else. So it's no secret that it's been hard. Fortunately for me, you know, she's got terrible taste in men, so I'm the only person she's ever been married to.
Full Metal Jackie, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Killer Be Killed. We'll hear a track from Pantera and more with Dave Mustaine. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Mr. Dave Mustaine on the show with us this week. He's got a new book out called Rust in Peace, The Inside Story of the Megadeth Masterpiece. And it's out now. And at the time, Rust in Peace was considered a groundbreaking album. Now, with the benefit of time, hindsight, and the insight of the new book, how do you hope people might regard the album today?
Well, there are so many talented new guitar players that are out in the music business with us now. But unfortunately, a lot of these players are homogenized, and they're just like prefab houses. They get a laptop, they get a little application, they learn a couple of licks, and then they cut and paste together a song, and they think they're, you know, a great songwriter. And you know what, you never know. That you could be the guy that has that gift, and all you need to do is get that said laptop with said application so you can start putting your ideas down. But that's pretty rare when that happens. I think, you know, looking at what I wanted to get out of Rust in Peace when we went into the studio in the very beginning, is totally what I want people to get from it now, because at the time, you know, I still kind of have the I don't care what you think about the record, because I respect you too much to try and control your imagination. And you know, for example, when I listened to bands that had great music but awful lyrics, you know, I had to force my mind to tune out the words, and I've been able to do that really well. And there's been other bands that had really great you know, guitar playing in it, and you know, maybe the songs are just cruddy. But there's, I think the more you look into how you want to portray your music and what you get out of it, that's one kind of path. Jackie, the other thing, you know, what you want to leave your fans with, if you've done your job right and you are an artist, there's really only two ways that you can look at a piece of art. You know, some people will say that it's subjective and that you can see it a whole bunch of different ways. Well, you can't. You see it from in front of the canvas, or you see it from behind the canvas. And for us as musicians, we're behind the canvas. You know, we're the ones that are up for subjection, for people to critique us, for people to pick us apart and, you know, say, is our singing any good? You put your heart and soul into a performance and someone, you know, makes fun of you. What happens if a guy is a mind-blowing singer? What would happen if Freddie Mercury wouldn't have tried to carry on? Well, if he would have quit after the first person made fun of him, how about Halford? How about anybody for that matter that has been, you know, made fun of or not supported? That had they have stopped, there'd be one less great musician, like Django Reinhardt, the violinist. I think he was a mandolin player too, and a guitarist. But he had something, an accident or a birth defect on his hand, and had only two fingers to play guitar with on his left hand. I think he had use of his thumb also, but he only had those two fingers in that third digit. So I'm probably wrong, but that's what the story I'd heard. You know, it's just, how hard do you want to make people enjoy music?
Dave Mustaine with us. His new book, Rust in Peace, The Inside Story of the Megadeth Masterpiece, is out now. Coming up, new music from Cataclysm. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week next. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dave Mustaine is my guest on the show this week. We're talking about Rust in Peace, The Inside Story of the Megadeth Masterpiece. It's your second book. What might you have in mind for a third book?
Well, I don't know yet. I think this is one of those periods in my life where there's so much going right now. And then a little bit of some work that we're wrapping up at the record before I get ready to start singing and doing my guitar solos. And Kiko's back in Finland now, and we've been communicating remotely about what we want to finish wrapping up with all of the guitar parts and you know, some other little timpani stuff. There's some parts where, you know, there's certain chords. If you have a timpani drum really, really low in the background, it makes the chords have a really super heavy sound. The same thing with, I know this is going to sound funny, but if there are certain horns that you can use from the brass wind section, trombone is one. There's lower brass and wind instruments than that, and those two all make great sounds. One of the things, an example of us using brass, just so that the listener will know easily, because I've always been real subtle with that, and the song Set the World Afire, Into the Lungs of Hell. I used French horn in the beginning of that, and I first discovered French horn from being in school, and also hearing it with the Beatles. I thought that their use of brass was amazing.
Dave Mustaine with us. Pick up his new book, Rust in Peace, The Inside Story of the Megadeth Masterpiece. Again, it's out now. And Dave, any update on, you can give us on new music?
The music, yes. In fact, I just found out yesterday, believe it or not, we got our delivery date when they want me to have the record turned in by. And, I've had a pretty busy last 2 years. We were getting ready to start the record, and then stuff started going wrong with my throat, and we found out about the cancer. The treatment for the cancer was completed in 6 months, which was mind-blowing for me. But besides that, there were so many other things that had gone wrong. You know, we have the pandemic care, we have all of these things that are going on in the work that I do that affects the people around me, that really, you know, it affects me because I care so much about our fans. And, you know, when we were out doing the Hendrix thing last year, when we came back to just get started on the record, I thought, okay, we're gonna blast through this, and then boom, here comes the pandemic, and everything drops down a couple of gears and just slow. But you know what? We're still working every day, and the record's getting done. It's funny because every person that I know, not every person, but the people that I know I'm writing a new record, they're all, and God bless them, but you know, they all go, so are you going to write about the coronavirus? And I'm thinking, well, now there's a thought.
Full Metal Jackie. Pick up Dave's new book. Always a pleasure to catch up. Thank you so much for taking the time. Can't wait to hear this new music, and I hope you and your family stay safe out there.
Yes, thank you. You too, Jackie. And if I may, I'd like to send out my condolences to the Van Halen family and all of their little ones, and all the Van Halen fans. Eddie will be sorely missed. Thank you, Jackie. I love you. You know that. And it's so great to start my morning off talking to you. Now I'm going to beat the hell out of my guitar.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dave. Be well.
Okay, see you later then. Bye-bye.
Stick around because we've got more metal on the way.